Morning Watch, Day 4, The Christian Life, Week 8. Having Dispensational Value to God in the Last Days to Turn the Age. Related Verses. Revelation 12, verses 7 through 9. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels went to war with the dragon, and the dragon warred and his angels. And they did not prevail. Neither was their place found any longer in heaven. And the great dragon was cast down, the ancient serpent, he who is called the devil and Satan, he who deceives the whole inhabited earth. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. Ephesians 3:16-18. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are. Ephesians 6:10-13. Finally, be empowered in the Lord and in the might of his strength. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the stratagems of the devil. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Be sober, watch. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking someone to devour. Him withstand, being firm in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are being accomplished among your brotherhood in the world. Suggested reading. In Revelation 12:9, dragon indicates greatness, cruelty, and killing. Serpent refers to the cunning one who always deceives. Devil means accuser or slanderer, and Satan is the rebellious one. Satan is cast down at this point because the overcomers, the man-child, are caught up to God. The principle here is that where the man-child is, there is no ground for the enemy. Satan has been judged on the cross of Christ, but this judgment needs to be executed. The church should carry out this judgment, but it has failed, so the overcomers must rise up to take the position of the church to execute God's sentence on Satan. After the overcomers are raptured and caught up to God's throne, there will be no more place there for the enemy. A seeking believer may deal with his conscience until it becomes a pure conscience. However, when the conscience becomes pure, it is easy for it to be weak. When it is weak, the enemy always accuses us, causing us to constantly feel that we are not right. So we have to stand against the enemy by the covering of the blood. We have to not only claim, but proclaim the power of the redeeming blood. All of God's people have a part in his eternal purpose, but not all assume their rightful responsibility. Therefore, God chooses a group of people from among them. This group is a portion of the whole, a part of the many chosen by God. This is the man-child brought forth by the woman. The rapture of the man-child is not just a matter of some individuals being caught up, but more than that, it is to bring to an end the warfare which has been going on for ages and generations. When this warfare takes place in heaven, Michael and his angels fight against the dragon, who is the old serpent. Formerly, he was a serpent, but now he is changed in form to a dragon. He has steadily increased his power. However, once the man-child is caught up, not only is the dragon unable to be enlarged any further, but he is cast down from heaven. The rapture of the man-child is a transaction which causes Satan to have no more position in heaven. The man-child in Revelation 12 consists of the overcomers who stand on behalf of the church. Therefore, as soon as the man-child is caught up, Satan is cast down from heaven and the kingdom comes. The reason for the overcomers to be the overcomers is not to receive glory or crowns for themselves, but simply to take the position which the whole church should take and do the work for the church. The church has failed and has not gained the ground for God. There is only a group of people left to do that work for the church and to take up the church's responsibility. This group is the overcomers. What they do is counted as the work of the whole church. If there are those who will be the overcomers, God's purpose is attained and he is satisfied. This is the principle of the man-child. God's difficulty is removed by the rapture of the man-child. His problem is resolved. It seems that once the man-child is born, God's purpose can no longer be hindered. This is what God is calling for today. This is what interests him today. God needs a group of people to attain his original goal.